We want to welcome you. We're glad you came by our way this day, and we're gathered here on a Sunday, and Brother Freedom is here, and some of us are gathered together, and we're just going to let the Holy Spirit do what He wants to do. We're just so glad that you're out there listening, and we're thankful for you, and we pray that God will bless all of you. God is very wonderful, and He's glorious, and we just praise Him for His goodness. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, and we pray a blessing on all that are listening. Lord, you know that this will be multiplied in ways that we can't even figure out. And so we thank you, Lord. We pray for those people in different towns and places. We pray for us who are here too. We just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness and for your presence coming down in a wonderful and glorious way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our wonderful Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King, we thank you and we praise you this day. We thank you for that name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. We pray this day that you'll manifest yourself in a very special way by the Holy Spirit from heaven. Lord, we thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're faithful. We thank you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you that you still love us when we're not so good. And you're there available when we can call upon you. And you don't hold grudges. You don't, these things that we're prone to have as your people, that we have tendencies of darkness in us. Help us this day that we might walk in a very special way. We might walk in your unity, in your loving kindness. We might fulfill your callings this day. And we pray that you touch America this day. We pray for the audience where this word is going through, that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the name that we need of all names. He is the name that will keep us while we're here and ensure that we're in right standing when we leave this world. We'll have a place, a home that we can go to. We don't have to worry that we're going to, something just is going to happen to us. But we know where we're headed. And we can have the assurance that Jesus, if God be for us, who could be against us? Because Jesus made it possible that we might obtain eternal life through the precious gift of our Savior, that we can walk upright before this world as an individual, having that capability of letting our light so shine that we shine with the love of God, we might shine with the praise of God, that we might walk in victory, walk upright before the Lord our God. We praise you this day. We thank you, wonderful Lord. We thank you, and we acknowledge you this day. We pray out there if anyone's sick, we pray to claim that that Jesus healed you this day in the name of Jesus, name of the Father, name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Whatever your need is right now, where you are, this moment, we claim it. We claim that in Jesus' name. We claim the Spirit of God. We claim righteousness. We claim holiness. We come against the powers of darkness. We come against you, wicked one, in the name of Jesus. Set us free this day that we might be able to worship you in your spirit, in your blessing forevermore. We thank you. Get rid of the cobwebs. Get rid of the things that come down to disturb this service. Lord, we pray that you'd take away the problems. Father, we pray that you'd suit us for righteousness by your Spirit. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I really feel that we really need to study at times the book of Ephesians because it's very vivid, very plain. We can understand it. And we just give God the credit. I went through something lately, and I'm just really thankful for his strength. He gave me a promise. He says, "Lo, I'll be with you always." And that's quite a thing when you think about it. That's just a sermon in itself. "Lo, I'll be with you always." Always in the Lord means he don't run out of any supply. I mean, all in the Lord are always. There's no end to his statement he's given you. It's not something that we give people, and that's the end of the package. But he just, as long as you need it, he just keeps that old conveyor belt just keeps running it down on you, shovels and stuff. It's so wonderful and satisfying that God is forever faithful. Father, we just pray that you'd bless the reading of this word. Pray that you'll bless this time. If you want to move upon us with your Spirit, we just pray that you will. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. This is way back there in the very beginning. Ephesus was one of the early churches. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is part of God. Peace means there's no warring. It says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds and casting down imagination. And that's why countries go to war, because when they get to where they can't keep their peace, then someone says, well, just see what's who's the biggest. But God has made our peace. He sent His own Son, Jesus. And Jesus broke the powers of darkness. Jesus hung upon that cross. He laid 3 days in the grave and rose, but He went down in that time. He went down grave, death, and hell. And He set captivity free. He gave power to the believers in that wonderful name of Jesus. We can use that name as He gives it to us as His children. You can use my name. I will never leave you in using my name. You can use my, like a wife at a marriage. She can use the husband's name. Now here today, it's going to come out more and more and more. We as God's children need to come to that place, which I've done myself. That's why I've got a big shirt on me. Because I have really, my Jesus is my husband. He is my one. I give Him all my life. You might think that's something, because that's what He says. We must be able to give Him ourselves. Lord, I just give You my life because You paid for me and I am Yours. You know, to me that is a very special gift, but it also makes peace. Jesus makes peace. What Jesus says, He says, peace be still. Jesus brought peace everywhere He went. My peace be upon you. Lo, I will be with you always. A peaceful circumstance that when waves and anger and the storms come, it's not peaceful. He says, peace be still. In our lives, when it gets where the storms of life starts coming upon us, and we feel that we're in problems, you just ask in the name of Jesus, peace be still. If peace comes like a rushing of God's mighty aroma of His ointment to touch us, to heal us, when that peace comes in, we're flooded with that peace from the crown of our head to the very sole of our feet, that we feel a supernatural change, because from the elements we live in is not peaceful. We find ourselves, many people even in a peaceful land, there's warring. That means people strive with one another. There's conditions that men get upset and they even take lives, and women also, and then they have to have prisons and all these places. But this is because there's no peace. But there, one of these days, God is going to have peace, but we can have peace also in the times of troubles. God's going to give us that peace when we're here and His peace never ends. You just call to Him for more peace, He'll give you more. When that's out, He'll give you more peace. Call unto Him and He will answer us, and He will show us great and mighty things that we know not. He will show us great and mighty things that we know not. He is a very wonderful Father, our Heavenly Father, and He gives us the provisions that we be very blessed by Him. This next scripture says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. All. There's no end of God's blessings. He's there with a shovel full. Just, you want more? He's got it. You just ask Him. And we got to just ask Him. That's the problem. We're so backward sometimes that we won't ask Him. We won't humble ourselves saying, Lord, we just get silent. And say, well, you know, I'm a little shady deal here. We should go up and say, Lord, I'm sorry for that, what I did, but I want to make peace. Peace again. We have to make peace with God. When we make peace with Him, He lets floods of peace come on our, we have to make that, He expects us to make peace with Him. He will never come down and force us to make peace. God's a more loving God. And that's why the world was made, because as His children, wants us to remain in a place that we're doing His will without Him forcing us. He doesn't coerce us or anything. It has to come from our heart. That our heart so loves Him so much. We said, Jesus, I just love You. And I praise You. I worship You. I thank You that You are real. I thank You that You have paid in full that I might live. But you paid in full that not my, I might live, but all whosoever would live. He says, we will bless the Lord at all time. Our praise shall continually be in thy mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord of thee. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me. He delivered me from all of my sins, my fears, my habits. Whatever I have, he will remove them from us and give us good things. The healing salve of Jesus, that salve that comes down, that anoints us, that takes away the things that irritate us, the things that bring us down, the things that cause us to faint, not be in tune with the Lord. And our love starts diminishing as we grow a little farther from the Lord, even as children. Our love relationship starts lessening and lessening. Pretty soon we don't have the love. And then we lose our peace. And so we have to make peace that our love might be built in strength in the Lord. But everything runs out. Storehouses get empty. Cupboards get bared. And we have to keep working because things just don't stay the same. They just don't keep rolling on. But God's things, everything that we ask Him, He has plenty. He has bountiful blessings. Running over, full of grace, good of mercy. And God is the God of all comfort. He comforts those who are in any trouble, that they might be comforted of by that same Spirit that comforts us. He will comfort us in all these areas. And He is the Father of comfort. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter there says, He is the God of all comfort, who is faithful. God is, He is the one who can touch us when we're down, when we've lost a loved one, or when we're going through a trial. He is the one we need to go through. And so many times we call for even the pastor. Well, God, He wants us to call Him. I really see how He feels. We call some individual and have got so much faith in that individual. Well, God says, I want you to just come to me. Why do you stay so far out? My people, they will not call me. They stay out in their outer circles. And my people get so distant from me, says the Spirit of God. I wish to touch them. I wish to promote them. I wish to love them. But I say my people, my church, is so far from me. They got things between. They love the world. My word says, he that loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. They understand. They think that these things of this earth is so beneficial to them. And the things of this earth will bring them down to a place that they cannot hear from the Lord their God. And they lose out, and pretty soon they have not that love. They don't have that realm that they can walk in my peace. But I am the one that gives overabundance. I supply every good and perfect gift. Every good and perfect gift comes out of the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. Casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober, for I shall lift thee up. Be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking to help me be devoured, and resist steadfast in the faith. The enemy, I give you power. My children, I give you power over the enemy. In my name, you can get him, draw nigh to me, and resist him from the devil, and he will flee from you. I give the church my power, and my people are powerless. They have no power. I wish for my people to be mighty in me, for if they are mighty in me, I will love them, and I will bless them. I'm not against them receiving all spiritual blessings. I have more blessings than they can even imagine. I have more than they can even dream about. And I wish to give them to my people. And I say my people are so anemic. They are so in themselves. But I wish for them to be partakers with me. I say that's what it's all about. Is for you to get close to the Lord their God. That's what churches are for. Is for you to get close to heaven, toward the one that can take you to heaven. I say man cannot take you to heaven. He just was with you a while, a season, while you're here. But I can take you through. I can grant things for you that will uplift you, uphold you. But I say my churches are so, my people are so far from having a close relationship with the Lord their God. When they need something, they have to ask someone to pray, and they have to seek me. And I say, I want my children to seek me. I want my children to ask me, and I will bless them, and I will love them, saith the Spirit of God. He wants us close to Him. And really, that's why this earth was all made to be like it is. God created this where He, one day that He would have a family. In James, the 5th chapter, it talks about that He longs for the day when us kids, you know, I was talking to someone about this, and she said she knew how I felt because Stephen, that's their boy, when he comes, she just loves him. That's what God is for us. He loves us. Can you just see that? He just loves us. He wants us to just come so close to Him, call for me, and I will answer thee. And He wants to call on us, and He will answer us great and mighty things that we know not. This all is going in what this Word says. He wants us to put some legs on what we do. He wants us to put some thought on what we say. He wants us to take in the heart what's going on. This heart can be hard. This heart can be full of evil. This heart can be corrupted. And God wants us to save us when we don't have pain. When we get something wrong in here, it affects the whole body. It affects our thinking. It affects our directions. And pretty soon, the Lord has the blindness. He puts that blindness on us, or we would give you a... He has mercy on us. Then, or we would... Something would have us mentally. So He has to be blind. It's like putting Novocaine on an animal that's very sick. You put the Novocaine or something like that to where they can stand it. And that's what God does with us. That's what it is. He gives us a shot of whatever God's... He's merciful, but we're on the wrong direction. And we think everything's right. But we haven't prayed through. We haven't sought God. See, we're supposed to seek God daily. It should be a daily exercise that we call upon Him. He wants to enrich us. He wants to uplift us. He wants us to be in a place that He can use us. He wants us to be full of His truth, full of His love. He wants to bless us. He wants to strengthen us. I see my life changing because I can already see it. I laugh more and I cry more. I laugh more and I cry more. I have to forgive me, but I'm just a big old baby, I guess. God don't care if I'm a baby for Him. I love all of you out there. This is going on. I love you this day. Freedom really loves you. If you have a need, God is the answer. If you have a toothache, take it to Jesus. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Oh, hallelujah. What a great thought. He cares so much for us that He doesn't want us to have a bad day. We can have a good day. Oh, hallelujah. I can't only talk. My body, I had a stroke about a couple weeks ago. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, that's why we need God. He made us. See, I'm made just like God is. I'm made in His image. So He knows what we're made of. That's why He didn't want Adam and Eve to take that forbidden tree. Because it does damage to us. Sin will cut us short. It causes us to have to pay a debt that we cannot pay. It'll cause us to go through trials we don't need to go through. It'll make us sick in the heart. It'll make us the weak and offended. It makes her troubled. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come unto you, and I will make you as my children forever. I will come unto you, and you should be my son and daughter, saith the Lord Almighty. God wants us to come to that simple place, Ephesians 5:1, that we might be followers of His children. Be followers of God's dear children. That's in Ephesians 5:1. We're not getting very far, but this is, boy, it's really good. Heavenly places. You know, we got earthly down here. But heaven was written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that have prepared them that love Jesus, that love God. God will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright for him. He will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. He makes it very vivid, very plain, that if you'll do these things, you'll have total success in life. It doesn't mean you might not have a stroke, you might have these things, but he'll go with you. He won't leave you, he's there. He won't leave you alone, he won't leave you as an orphan. Actually, the king of the universe that came down as a child, a lowly manger, there is a servant. He came down and he lived victoriously those 33 years. In that time, they crucified him, took his life. They put him on a cruel cross. He bore our sins. He bore our sorrows. He bore our, by his stripes, we can receive healing. We can receive the atonement of our sins that through him, that he paid a sacrifice for each one of us. So real, so wonderful. But over in Hebrews it says, after we continually sin, and this is for those that continually think that we're in a day of, we can do what we want. He says, there comes a time when there's no more sacrifice for sin. It says, I read it today, there's no more sacrifice for sin. So we really should take heed the things that we had heard, lest any time we let them slip. That's in Hebrews also. We need to take more earnest heed in the things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. That means when you have something, you don't want to lose it. You don't want to get rid of it, lose your car if you got a good car. And so don't let someone get it out here where you lose it, when someone comes and takes it from you. And that's the way we are. We want, the enemy is out here trying to take away from us. When we, every time he takes from us, you stop him in the name of Jesus, you cannot have that. That's part of me. That's my love, my joy, my peace. I am a vessel of God. You cannot have me, for I'm his. I'm the child of God. I've become his bride. There's going to be a day very shortly that God's beloved is all us men, and all of us are going to be brides of Christ. We're going to be as one in him. It's going to be a colossal, wonderful, wunderbar, great time when the flowing glory, when the heavens are going to open up and great things are going to happen, and there will be angels and all spectacular fireworks that's beyond any imagination. There's going to be things that's happening there that you've never seen, that what's going to take place. It's going to be great. As you think that Hollywood puts on things, there's nothing that's going to take place in heaven. It's going to be mind-boggling. It's going to, without, you can't even think. But it's not going to be a dull place in heaven. It's going to be glorious. It's something, if you could do that now, you wouldn't want to come back here. It's glorious. That's why we need to hang on to it. It's special. And people are treating it very shamefully. They're living very loosely. God wants us to take heed and think what we're doing. Think where we're headed. Think what we have. We have something precious. More precious. And the Word of God says it's more precious than gold. You know, if you had the whole world and had all the gold, didn't have Jesus, you become a pauper. Though I have the whole world, and I have not Jesus, I am nothing. Love suffereth long as kind. Love bondeth not itself. The love of God, there is no love like the love of God. God is, this third chapter, all spiritual blessing. All spiritual blessing come from him. When we see, like, rescue mission, that rescue mission wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Christians. Christians is what provide these things. People don't do it for a tax write-off. They do it because they love to do it. God moves upon those people, and they make places for the homeless. This is from the sympathy of God himself. God is the God of all mercy. God is the God of all comfort. He sees he's homeless, and he sees that a way for God's people to join in and show by them contribute to those lowly people. It shows God that they love him also. That's what we just don't do things as we do them as God moves upon us. As he moves upon us, then we move directly by that announcement from heaven, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. Lo, I will be with you always, wherever you go. He anoints us. He blesses. He rolls back. This is all blessing. He anoints like now. It's the anointing from heaven that comes. I don't know how God does. He comes down and takes charge of me and my whole body. I don't really know. I'm just a nobody. But He is everything. I'm the least of all people. But God is glorious. He is victorious. And we can have Him. It's not one that, you know, you go to the wrong places when we grow up as kids. You see such competition. You thought, well, a lot of football teams, baseball teams, and only a few get to be played. And I'm one of the ones that didn't get to play, and I wouldn't, because I wasn't that good, wasn't that big. But in heaven, you don't have, God loves us all. Can you think? He loves you in the same. He is just loves you just like you are. He loves you. He let me know this week. He loves us just like we are. Beyond, it's supernatural. We got a supernatural dad. And when you fail, don't give up. God still loves you. That's the message. Don't quit. If you fail, fail again. You can fail 70 times 7 every day. He'll forgive you. That's how much love He has. But don't give up. We're giving the ship up. What the enemy comes in to destroy us. Tell him to bug off. Bug off. God's paid in full. And I have an abundant life. Land full of God's blood. The overflow. The power of God. That I will not be in anger. That I'll be in love. That I'll walk in unity. And I'll walk as a blessing. What a positive relationship. Any person that cannot understand this. We don't want to be unjust. When the enemy gets to us and touches us long enough, we get unjust. We need to keep that control center. All blessings. This control center up here is found out that's what, when I had a stroke, I couldn't do things. I couldn't lay over. I couldn't talk. And that's what the church is at today. They're helpless. They can't pray for the sick. They're lifeless. And they don't know, like I was, more a lot of them won't recover. I recovered. But when I was in that, God sort of showed me what I'm saying now. This is not rehearsed. God spoke to the church. What we call the church is not really well off. God wants our first love. Seek Him first in all of His kingdom. Those blessings will follow you. Those blessings will be upon you. God's blessing. Right now, as the audience over wherever you are, if you have a need, God's blessings are here to touch you from the very crown of your head, the very sole of your feet. Just say, here am I, Lord, I need you. If you'll say that out there, God will touch you. His Spirit, I've been praying for people across the world, and God touches them, and He'll touch you right now. He is not a respecter of person. He will give you all things. He will give you all blessings. He is here this day to uplift you, to enrich your life, that you might walk in favor from heaven, that you will not be misguided no longer, and you would thank Him. Because Israel could not enter in the promised land. One of the great things that Israel was indebted to the Lord was they never said thank you. They was always complaining. And if you want it out there, if you want to get out with God and not have Him close to you, you just start not thanking Him. You just start grumbling every time. You just complain. And pretty soon you're going to find yourself as a dried up prune. You're going to sign yourself with no love. You're going to find yourself with hated people, and you're going to find yourself disgustful. I remember a couple of years ago, I found this woman out on a job, and she just come in, and she just tear the place apart because she was so mean, so vulgar, so terrible. And one day she came in, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and says, tell her, have a good day. And I told that lady, I said, you have a good day. And she says, what'd you say? I says, have a good day. She says, what'd you say? I said, have a good day. She walked outside. She come back in. She says, no one ever said me have a good day. I said, you have a good day anyway. So she took off. About 3 days later, she came back. She said, I perceive you're a man of God. I perceive that God's Spirit's upon you. And if I'd come back, would you pray for me? And I said, it'd be my delight, and I'll pray for you. And we'll know that God is going to bless you. And she came back. And I said, why don't you wait a couple of days and come back where there's nobody around, and I'll pray for you. There were too many people there at that time, and I was had it working in the shop. So I had her come back. I said, you look for the time if there's not a busy people there where we got a little time with the Lord. And she come back, and I prayed for her. She come back about another week and brought her grandson and her kids and all the people. It says, I've been looking for this all my life. He says, I loved the Lord when I was a little girl, and I've forgotten so hard. I've got so troubled. But God heard my cry. God come down. And he said, this one to me. See, that's what we got. We got missions. We got, that was a ministry for me. She needed a special touch. And we need to stay in tune with God, that we might be, not just have blessing, that we might be a blessing. That we might share the love of God, that we might share the gravy of God. The gravy is like goopa, 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 that comes on. The glory of love. Love abound is glory. Without love, it's impossible to please Him. It says without faith, but love is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of faith is something things hoped for, but love moves upon, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profit me love. Love suffereth long. Love bondeth not, is not puffed up. You know, we can't be a puffed up people. Seeth no evil, heareth no evil, rejoiceth not iniquity, rejoiceth in truth. Love is something of God. It's part of God. We take on His nature. The Heavenly Father and Peter says the nature, and God's nature is here, that we're made up of God's nature. We're made up, this little teaching right now, you're not made up of yourself. It's God's nature that puts in you. And when before you come to Jesus, you've got an Adamic nature. You've got a nature from the evil one. And sad to say, we all come that way. So we come to Jesus, there's a little fighting that goes on after we accept Jesus. Some people don't realize this, but there's a lot of cleaning up that has to be done. And God wants to clean us up. And where we, as we grow, it's done in such a delicate way that there's still darkness in you. But you start growing. By the time that you're ready to go to heaven, or that time, even if you're working on it, one day you've made heaven. But it's made for if a person lives a whole lifetime, by the time that they come to my age, that all those things have come back to where you're living in the God's presence. We can become an overcomer. We can become that child that's living in victory, living in His splendor, in His power, in His anointing. Whereas here Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. I feel the love of God here so vividly, so powerfully. So wonderfully this day, I pray that you would invite Him into your heart, that you'd invite Him to come in and say, Father, I'm so sorry for all the times I've treated you. I wish to tell you thanks this day, Father. I wish to ask you to come in and take my whole life. I wish you to be the center of my life. I want you to go with me. I want to be with you in heaven. And Father, if we'll do this and then say, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, you can receive Jesus. And you can receive that strength, that power forever. You'll start growing like a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation means that God changes you. He lets you come as a sad sack into a happy person. One that's all mixed up to living in splendor. Having a reason to live. Having a purpose in life. Having the direction from heaven. That we might live abundantly over here, that we might not be outcasts. And this day I see so many outcasts in this land that claim to be Christians, but they're so hardened. You've talked to them around for very long, they're telling dirty things and saying things that's not gracious for a child of God. God wants us to grow up. God wants us to take life very seriously. We're here for a purpose. We wasn't just born. God ordained us. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. In Psalms 139, it says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us in His image, in His likeness, in His goodness, And all of our desires should be from Him. But what happens, our desires come from the wrong place and we get a mixture. We need our desires changed. We might put on the whole armor of God that we might stand, be strong in the Lord, the power of might, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. That's why we can't stand, because we're not where we should be. But God's here in a very special way, and I pray that God will use you this day and come in your life in a very bountiful and a very large way, and He will shine upon you. He'll bless you, enrich you in such a way that you'll have a wonderful life in the Lord, that you'll be a child of God forever, and you'll have your mind made up on the Lord Jesus. God will keep in perfect peace His mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in thee. We need to have that mindset that I will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I will do, though I persuade neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height nor depth, nor anything shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That God has made us more than conquerors in all areas in Jesus' name. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing on your people this day. I'm going to cut it short because I feel that I should. But God, I mean, it's a manifold blessing. God poured His blessings upon us. Remember, He has all spiritual blessings, all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. God has glorious attires and wonderful, just bountiful blessings forevermore. Father, we just pray that your peace will run upon your people in a very powerful way this day. If anyone needs healing, they need salvation, well, so they'll call upon you this day and make themselves to seek. Your word says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. The Lord is near this day. If you call upon the Lord, He will answer you and just show you great and mighty things that you know not. Father, we just pray again, Thy will be done. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And that wonderful name of Jesus forever. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Glory! I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory! Oh, part of the Lord went out. I've been having too much power, so give me some of my wings.